From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Protesters are surging into Cairo's central square for a fifth straight day. The BBC's John Lyne says pledges by Egypt's military rulers to hold presidential elections by next summer are not quelling the anger of the crowds.
The protesters in Tahrir Square quickly rejected the concessions offered by Egypt's military ruler Field Marshal Tantawi. After he pledged presidential elections by the middle of next year, they just chanted, "Leave, leave." An effigy of the field marshal was strung up, and the crowd compared his speech with that of Hosni Mubarak before the president was ousted in February. When the army first took over earlier in the year, they had the trust of the overwhelming majority of Egyptians. Now the protesters want them to hand power to civilian leadership immediately.
The BBC's John Lyne. The holiday exodus is underway, with more than 42 million Americans expected to travel for Thanksgiving. But the cost of getting there has risen. Ingrid McHugh says her airfare from California to Iowa was nearly double what she paid last year.
For this ticket, I paid $925, and usually it's not that expensive.
Gasoline prices are about 20% higher than last Thanksgiving. Pharmaceutical giant Merck will pay nearly $1 billion to settle claims regarding its painkiller Vioxx, which studies have shown to be linked to increased risk for heart attack and stroke. NPR's Kerry Johnson says the deal was years in the making.
Under the terms of the deal, Merck will plead guilty to a misdemeanor for illegally promoting Vioxx for people with rheumatoid arthritis before the Food and Drug Administration gave its blessing. But the biggest chunk of the federal settlement relates to misleading statements the company made about the painkiller's safety to promote Vioxx to doctors and patients. The Justice Department says state and federal governments relied on those statements when they made payment decisions about the drug. Merck says it didn't admit wrongdoing when it made claims about the drug's safety, and its top lawyer says Merck acted responsibly and in good faith. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Republican presidential candidates have shown in the latest debate that they differ sharply on national security and foreign policy issues. NPR's Ari Shapiro has more.
The candidates repeatedly split on issues ranging from the pace of withdrawal in Afghanistan to aid to Pakistan. Texas Governor Rick Perry said the Pakistanis should not get a penny of American money.
To write a check to countries that are clearly not representing American interest is nonsensical.
But Minnesota Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann disagreed.
I think that's highly naive because, again, we have to recognize what's happening on the ground.
This was the first debate since former House Speaker Newt Gingrich took the lead in polls. He raised eyebrows and potentially alienated parts of the conservative base with his position on immigration. He supported a path to legalize some undocumented workers. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Another court hearing is set today concerning Alabama's controversial new immigration law. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports a coalition of civil rights groups is asking a judge to block one provision of the law.
U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson is hearing oral arguments in a class action lawsuit filed on behalf of illegal immigrants who own mobile homes in Alabama. They say state revenue officials won't let them pay to register the homes as required by law. The new immigration statute makes it a crime for undocumented residents to conduct business with state or local governments. The result, the lawsuit argues, is to make housing unavailable on the basis of race and national origin, in violation of federal fair housing protections. Federal courts have already blocked other parts of Alabama's immigration law, considered the toughest in the country. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Major League Baseball owners and players have reached a tentative new contract agreement. The deal will limit but not ban the use of smokeless tobacco by players during games. And NPR's Tom Goldman reports players will have to take blood tests for human growth hormone.
The agreement makes baseball the first major pro sports league in North America to adopt blood testing for HGH. Random testing will start at spring training and happen during upcoming off seasons, but not yet during the regular season. Other highlights include expanding the playoffs from the current 8 teams to 10, possibly starting next season, first-time restrictions on the use of smokeless tobacco, and an increase in players' minimum salaries to $480,000 next season. Baseball's labor peace, after many years of strikes and lockouts, is in stark contrast to the NFL and NBA being hit by work stoppages this year.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.